Let's talk business news for Fresno and the Valley as Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal joins us live this morning. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
And right off the bat, you have some news about Fresno's Black Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. A local chamber of commerce, the Black Chamber of Commerce, and a cannabis testing lab kind of are unlikely roommates, but that appears to be what's in the plans for that chamber in a kind of an iconic downtown Fresno building. So the Fresno Metro Black Chamber of Commerce has filed plans to relocate its headquarters to 1201 Fulton Street, which is the former Proctor's Jewelers location over there on Fulton, Old Fulton Mall. What's going to happen is the chamber is going to start a small business accelerator, which is kind of what other groups in kind of other parts of the country are doing. It's just offering support services and other benefits for startup companies. And the resident company of that accelerator will be Triple E Lab, which has filed for a permit with the city of Fresno to operate as a commercial cannabis business. They're not selling anything. They're going to be conducting testing services for other local cannabis business when a couple dozen of those dispensaries are going to be licensed to open up in town fairly soon here. So the building is going to be about 3,600 square feet, two stories, currently boarded up. It's been unoccupied. Actually, the Proctor's Jewelers location opened back in 1945. And, it caught fire back in 2014, believed to be the work of arsonists. So, after that, they did some renovation work on the inside. Proctor's, the jeweler business had to move out. And now it's about 6 years later, 6-7 years later, it's going to be occupied again. Not sure of a timeline, but, it's good news for the for the neighborhood, and the Black Chamber is definitely making some moves here.
We are getting business news this morning from Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Let's talk about one of my favorite topics, beef. What do you got?
Yes. It was kind of a challenge for meat processors during COVID last year, a lot of outbreaks. But at least one local company is going all in on the demand for animal protein. They're planning to expand their plant in a big way. So Central Valley Meat Company in Hanford is planning a two-phase expansion that will triple its processing capacity from 1,500 head of cattle to 4,500 head a day at their facility. It's over there on Highway 198, just outside of Hanford. The expanded processing will be done on about 113 acres of farmland nearby. Not sure how many employees that will require, but they already have more than 1,000. So it's probably going to be a significant job creator. Second expansion is going to add 103,000 square feet of processing, 187,000 square feet of freezer. A lot of freezer there. It's a big move for them. They already acquired Harris Ranch Beef back in 2019. People were dining out during the pandemic, no doubt about it. Meat was often on the menu. So analysts actually see a big future for beef. Despite all the plant-based burgers and stuff, there's still a future for good old red meat. So
yes,
there you go.
Gabe, and now I'm really craving a hamburger steak and some scrambled eggs this morning. Oh, that sounds yummy.
Oh, man, that sounds, yeah, it does.
Hey, have a great week, buddy. Great news there. Thank you very much.
You too, Tony. Thank you.
And you want more information on these stories, more in-depth coverage, or all news that is business for Fresno and the Valley, pick up a copy of the Business Journal.